KFYO, it's 8:09 with Tom Collins and Laura Mack. How are you today? It was a snake that bit me. You hear that? It's my Charles Perry breath mint maraca he left behind this morning when he came in. You know, Charles obviously thought that we need a little self-improvement leaving the box of breath mints for us both. I don't know how to take that. Anyway, Charles Perry's going to have his formal announcement today at 11:30 at 50-yard line restaurant. You want to drop by and have a burger, you're welcome to. Hey, coming up this weekend at the Arboretum, Jennifer Simic is in the house to talk about the pond tour. It's actually not going to be at the Arboretum. I guess you can get tickets at the Arboretum, but tell us all about it.
Have you ever been on one of our pond tours or one of our garden tours before?
Well, actually, I about got thrown out of one for getting in the pond, but okay.
Well, we know how much people want to see water in Lubbock, and beautiful water gardens all over town, hidden in private homes. And so that's what we do with this tour. We convince people to open up their private homes for the public to come through and see this beauty in all these different yards. And so you can buy tickets at the Arboretum. They're just $8 a person. Children can get in free. And you buy one ticket and you can go to all of the homes. We have 14 different tour locations, actually.
Wow.
Including two businesses. Yeah. And so it's going to be an exciting water garden tour.
Nice.
I want one. They're I know beautiful. If I go, I'm going to have an idea and come back and be able to put one in. Is it an okay thing to do right now with our water being what it is, the drought and all?
Yeah, one of the things we've done this year with the Water Garden Tour is we've showcased a wide variety of different things. In fact, we even have one dry pond. It looks like a pond, but there's actually no water in it. And so you get the effect without the actual, without actually using the water.
It's a mirage.
It's a mirage. It really is.
Water.
Really. And so, and we have showcase some homes that have aeration techniques and things in the ponds that are actually good. One of them is a fishing pond. It's stocked with largemouth bass. And
how big is this one?
It's a pretty big pond. It's 200,000 gallons, but it is an active fishing pond.
You could practically where is this at?
You could practically live off the land there. It's amazing. And so it goes from that all the way to the pondless fountains. You know, the ones that just have a stream going through that you can just turn on in the evenings if you want when you're home, and so you're not using water all the time.
There you
go. We're showcasing a large variety of ways to have water in your backyard.
Let's go back to this 200,000 gallon
you
bass
just can't
fishing
get your
pond.
Mind around that one.
It's amazing, isn't it? This one is aerated by a windmill.
I want to know where this is. Is it like in the country?
It's in Wolforth. It's out in Wolforth. And so all of the addresses for the homes will be listed in the AJ, and they'll be on our website at lubbockarboretum.org. And so if you buy, you can go buy a ticket at any of the homes on the tour or at the Arboretum. We're over at 42nd Street and University.
Don't you know that would be a cool place for a kid to have a birthday party?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Fishing.
Yeah. That would be so fun.
You know, there's a
it's Johnny's
trend.
Five,
they have boats,
fifth
too.
Birthday bass tournament. What an awesome deal.
You know, there's a trend towards sustainable living, and one of the ways to do that is sort of have your own pond, stock your own fish, you know, and grow your own at home, and just go fish up your dinner.
I wonder if, the
really
bag
go
limits
hungry
apply.
Most of the time. I'm a terrible fisher person.
That's pretty awesome. Now, if you had one, Laura, you'd probably be regulated by the EPA.
Well, they probably all are, aren't they?
I don't know. If you're feeding yourself, I don't know how much it matters.
Depends on who you talk to and whether those will be regulated under the new water laws or not.
I don't know. But some of these places are just amazing. Some of them have been there. The ponds have been in for a long time, and some of them are brand new. Some of them are small and large. They're all over the place.
Cool.
But they're all really beautiful, and they're all giving joy to the people who's
absolutely,
you know, the homes that where they own them.
It's so soothing and relaxing to have a water feature in your yard.
It really is. And so, and what we've done this, we did this last year, and it was a big hit. So we're doing it again. We're having the tour from 9 to 1 on Saturday, our normal day tour, and then we're also opening it up again from 8:30 to 10:30 at night. And the gardens that are lit. So there's about 5 or 6 gardens that are lit up at night, with different night lighting in the fountains or around the fountains. And so to show people, you know, those of us who are workaholics and are never home during the day, what you can, how you can still enjoy them in the evening as well. So there's a day and a night tour for the one ticket.
Nice.
Okay, now, no fault of their own, but the Avalanche Journal had published a little bit of misinformation. You said it was 9 to 2.
Right.
In the Avalanche Journal, but that's what you sent them. But then you leave the country and somebody changed the rules on.
Right. We've rescheduled 9 to 1. And part of the reason is the people who are helping us out, sitting at the homes, and the homeowners who are showcasing their ponds are going to be able to go tour in between that time, go see each other's homes. And so so if you come help out at the garden tour and sign up to do a shift and sell tickets, then you get to go see some of the homes for free. And so that's one of our thank yous for our volunteers. And so they shifted the time a little bit, 9 to 1, but then the 8:30 to 10:30 at night, like I said, last year was a big hit, and so we're doing it again. So for all of you night owls, it's a great time to come out and see the gardens.
Also get good lighting ideas for your own yard.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
So where do you go to get your tickets?
Go to the Arboretum at 42nd Street and University on Saturday morning or any day during the day Saturday when the tour is open.
Can't you just buy one at any of the stops, though?
You can buy one at any of the stops. So look in the AJ. There should be an ad on Wednesday and on Saturday that shows the tour locations. So you can just stop by any one of those homes that are near you.
Can you check it out on the web at all? Do you have them listed?
Check it out on our website at lubbockarboretum.org or check us out on Facebook, Lubbock Memorial Arboretum.
All right, Laura, we're up against the break. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. It's 15 minutes after the hour, but we are going to be visiting with Jennifer about the kids' camp at the Arboretum coming up in the second week of August. We'll be back in a couple. Tom Collins and Laura Mack, it's 8:20 on Tuesday. Get a little drink of rain. Hopefully we'll get some more throughout the day. In the studio, Jennifer Simic, the Arboretum. You guys are located, what, 41st and University?
42nd University. 42nd,
okay.
The little red brick house by the little white chapel.
Okay. Anyway, it's right there nestled behind the Garden and Arts Center.
It is, yes, in that big park, Clap Park right there.
Okay. Now, coming up, is it August 11th?
Yeah, the 11th through the 15th is our fall gardening camp, or summer, I guess it's summer still, summer gardening camp for kids. And it's for children ages 6 to 12, and it's $50 per child for the entire week. You go from 9 to 12 every day and do everything you can imagine related to gardening and nature while they're there.
Okay, so do you get to grow anything in particular?
Well,
is there a project this year or something?
They always start seeds or tend some vegetables or replant some things. We've got some brand new gardening beds, courtesy of funding from the CH Foundation, that we are going to be working in. And so that's a lot of fun. That's a new thing where the kids can actually get out there and dig. You know, the Lubbock soil often, because of our rainfall, is hard to dig in. Mm-hmm. And so providing a raised gardening bed for children, if you're going to have them active at home and getting engaged in gardening, is a great way to enable them to actually get out there and dig, because the soil is easier to work. And so with funding from the CH Foundation, we've been able to do that this past year. And so they're going to be digging in those. They're going to go on nature walks. You know, the Arboretum Park at Clap Park, the Arboretum is 93 acres of parkland over there. And so the children will go hiking through all of that down to the lake and everything, looking at dragonflies and leeches.
Wear them down to a stump.
We have leeches?
We have leeches when we have a pond. We have leeches down there. There's all kinds of fun things. Scientifically fun things down in the ponds.
We have leeches.
Yeah, they're pharmaceutical grade.
Ew.
You know, back in the day, they...
We have to go look just
to
see a leech.
They do bloodletting.
Isn't that fun? You know what? One of the things we try to do is get graduate students and professors out from Texas Tech to come out and teach about their specialty, things that they're studying. So there, you know, one year we had a girl that studied dragonflies, and while they were down there looking for them, they found leeches. And so
I've dated some leeches, but
well,
I've never,
haven't we all?
I didn't know we had any in our ponds.
But the point is, they're going to be out there getting their hands dirty, doing all the things that they want to do at home that you don't necessarily want them to do.
Yeah.
Digging around and looking at all kinds of fun stuff out there related to nature.
It's fantastic to teach these kids how to grow vegetables.
It is a trend for adults too, but to get the kids engaged and know where their food comes from, what we found is that children are much more likely to eat healthy, to eat those fruits and vegetables, if they can grow them and harvest them themselves.
Yeah.
And we want to promote through the Arboretum. One of our goals is this year especially is promoting a decrease in childhood obesity and getting kids out there and being active. And that's gardening camp is one of the ways we try to do that.
Yeah.
And so, and getting them to grow their own vegetables is a great way to, you'd be surprised what kids will eat, beets and all kinds of things that they wouldn't normally look mm-hmm. at if they grow it themselves.
Right. My grandson lives in California and my daughter has planted a garden in her backyard and he will not eat lettuce or kale or anything like that on his plate, but he'll walk out in the garden and just pick a big old leaf and start munching down on it. So there you go.
Isn't that
it
funny?
Works. And he's at some 2 years
point,
old.
And at some point, he'll make that connection and realize where the food comes from. Right. And that's one of the things we want to see.
And it's so nice because she knows she's not using pesticide.
Yes.
So it's okay.
Absolutely. So, yeah.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Okay. So that's the 11th through the 15th?
Yes. Monday through Friday.
Okay. 11, 12, 13 months. Yeah, 5 days.
9 to 12 each day, $50 for the whole week.
Okay, and how do you get a hold of the registration?
You can call the Arboretum at 797-4520 or email me, jennifer.simek, that's S-I-M-E-K, at ttu.edu.
Is there a set number of kids, like a cutoff?
We do have a cutoff at 20 children.
Okay.
There's only so many children you can manage at one time
right.
running around a park. And so there is a cutoff at 20. So if you're interested, go ahead and get registered. And we'll get you set up.
Yeah,
fantastic.
Call today. Don't wait. All right. Thanks, Jenny, for coming in. Jennifer Simek, Lubbock Arboretum. And also, what is your position over at the Texas Tech Greenhouse?
I run the horticultural greenhouse and gardens over there at Texas Tech. So that's my big job. My
Always
real job.
In the dirt.
Always.
You wear a lot of hats.
I do. It's a lot of fun.
Keeps you busy. Keeps you off the street and out of trouble, right?
Absolutely. Out in the sun and the hands in the dirt.
All right. Now, I want to ask you what you think this sounds like, because we've been talking about and we've been doing the fruits and vegetable thing, Laura and I, because we've been trying to eat healthy.
Yeah.
And then we've had, you know, the people in from United Family Stores, you know, Brenda Doobie and Robin Hawkins and Jennifer Gorman. You know, they mm-hmm. come in on Wednesdays and stuff, trying to get us on, you know, back on the right track.
That's great.
And then we were talking with this guy, Cal Brents, from Apple Country. You know him?
Yeah, we do.
And, you know, they do the farmers markets on Thursday at the Garrison right here at Quaker in the Loop, inside the Loop. And then on Friday at UMC and Saturday at Buddy Holly and 19th Street. I want to throw this recipe at you, see what you think. You take about like 7 or 8 okra, fresh okra, okay? And you cut them up in these... well, just pieces that are about 3/8 of an inch thick.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Gotcha.
And you place some seed down after you've melted like about a teaspoon of butter in a skillet.
Whoa.
Okay. And you kind of sear them, you know, kind of brown them up.
Sure.
And then you take and you a little bit of seasoned salt, just a little bit, sprinkle it over the top. And then you beat up an egg. And it's kind of like, it's not really an omelet. It's not really a frittata.
Not really. It kind of sounds like sort of like a frittata.
Yeah. I mean, normally they'll, you know, put the eggs and stuff and dump the trash on top on
right,
a frittata.
Yeah.
So this is kind of like a flat omelet.
Gotcha.
You just pour a beat up egg in there, and there's actually more egg in it than okra, and it is so good.
Is it delicious? You know what would be good with that, too, is some tomatoes, some fresh pear tomatoes sliced mm-hmm. up in there, yeah. Okra and tomatoes.
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to stick okra in there, you may as well put some
tomatoes in there, a little onion. That's,
so actually, that my mom's actually going to be the guinea pig tonight.
Oh, she's going to try it?
Yeah. I'm actually cooking.
And, you got
and it
fresh
wasn't
okra?
Tough? The okra wasn't tough?
Oh, man, no. It was good. Actually, I was telling you yesterday, mm-hmm. I actually ate three of these over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
It's that good.
Wow.
That's delicious.
I know it sounds weird, but it's really good.
Okay, my husband has a recipe that's weirder than that. He calls it a recipe. It's not a recipe, but he swears by it.
What is it?
Yeah,
rice with A1 sauce. Is it weird?
Mm, that's not weird. I wouldn't call it necessarily vegetable
I
friendly.
I think it's weird. I think it's weird when you call it a recipe. Well, I guess you could stick okra in that.
I guess you should. You should stick okra and mm-hmm. tomatoes and peppers. And
you
all
can make
kinds
it brown rice.
You know, I think when you cook with fresh vegetables, especially young, tender, fresh vegetables, there's no better taste in the world, no matter what you're cooking. And so, mm-hmm. especially with something like the sort of frittata thing that you're cooking,
yeah.
Tom, or I mean, that
at least
just,
that's more of a recipe.
It's got to be good.
Oh, it is. I'm telling you.
Than just rice and A1 sauce.
Hey,
I hope he's not listening.
Speaking of farm fresh, if you would like to do the 5-pound picket fresh experience out
love
at
you, honey.
Apple Country Orchards, 4 miles east of Idaloo on 6282, ring us up right now. First caller, 770-5790. Got 5 pounds of apples hanging on 6,000 trees, then you can go pick them 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 pounds to yourself. Caller 1-770-5790.
Okay, I'm going to have to make rice and A1 sauce now for dinner.
We're going to have to try it.
Yeah.
Wow. That's just, I'm not an A1 guy.
Maybe not together. Maybe not rice, A1, and the potato.
Chad Hastie's
out.
Oh,
why not?
Paul Beans in next. See you tomorrow. Bye.